Hello, Blue Baggers, and welcome to Round 3's Northern Blues Wrap, brought to you by Grunt. My name's Danielle from the Carlton Media Team, and I'm joined in the studio once again by Northern Blues coach Josh Fraser. Welcome, Josh.
Thanks for having me.
Although the boys didn't quite get the 4 points on the weekend against Port Melbourne, going down by 19 points, there were plenty of positives to come out of the match.
Yeah, there was. I guess on the whole, we were probably a little bit disappointed, considering the effort we put forward against Geelong the week before, but I guess when you sit back and look at it after the fact, there was some really encouraging signs. We didn't play anywhere near our best footy or the footy we expect from one another, but in the third quarter in particular, the way the boys were able to fight back into the contest and up until probably the 20-minute mark or 22-minute mark of the last quarter, we were within a goal. So there's some genuine fight there and some care. I think the lesson out of it was we just need to be a bit more consistent over the four quarters.
You talked a little bit last week about the boys' mindset and that factor going into the game. Did that sort of play a part in that third quarter and second half when they were able to sort of muster and come back and eat into that margin?
Yeah, look, it's an interesting topic, I guess, with where we're at as a footy club. I guess coming off the Geelong game, one of the conversations we had was around learning to win and handle winning. So we took a big step forward in that area against Geelong. And the challenge was always going to be the mindset going into the Port Melbourne game. I thought the mindset was sound enough. I thought that we didn't execute our game plan the way we would have liked, particularly early. But for the players to be able to show some resilience and some fight in that second half and stand up when that margin at halftime could have turned into a 10 or 12 goal loss, I thought there was some really encouraging signs there. And we're far from a finished product in terms of our VFL program. It's really a work in progress, but I guess the way we're approaching each week is an opportunity to compete and win games of footy, but when we review it, it's always around what we can do better and what we did well. So there was plenty to take out of the game.
Kieran McGuinness, one of the leaders of the club and a very experienced player, had a terrific game, had 35 disposals. Yeah. How important is it to have a player of such leadership out on the ground and sort of helping the boys in those situations?
He's been enormous, Kieran. Not just on field, but I guess the role he plays at the footy club as a development coach part-time and playing assistant coach with the Northern Blues. Over the summer, he did a lot of work in helping to instill our game plan, teach a lot of those younger players at Northern, and then for him to perform a role on game day and lead from the front the way he has been terrific. So he's been enormous for us in making sure that our standards are kept high, driving the group, and I guess his performance on the weekend was one of the really encouraging signs. So, to date, I'm really happy with the way he's performed.
And one of the more younger players, Jesse Glass-McCasker, a rookie on Carlton's list, I think had the highlight of the game with a fantastic smother to stop a goal in the goal square.
Yeah, he keeps building. I think when you speak about Kieran, Jesse's a player that's benefited from having Kieran out there and Simon White at different times. And I think Jesse just continues to grow. I think we're all excited by the physical attributes he's got. He's continuing to learn the game and the way we want to play. But I guess that act of desperation in the, I think it was the third quarter, to save a goal on the goal line, probably typified his appetite to compete and probably in some ways was an act that kept us in the contest because his teammates grew around him from that individual effort. And as I said, I think he keeps building and building and really excited about where he's heading.
And it was Jack Silvani's first hit out in the VFL, official hit out. How did you rate his game? He kicked two goals and played a vital part in that second half.
Yeah, he did. I think his second half was really encouraging. Typically, I guess, coming off injury, it takes you a little while to find your feet at that level, at any level for that matter. But I thought he worked his way into the game really well. He's got genuine talent. Obviously, we're all excited by that. But I think he has got an appetite to compete. And he was a player in the second half that really helped us get back into the contest. So he'll continue to build as a young player, but some really encouraging signs from him first up.
Northern Blues take on Collingwood this weekend, another challenge. Yeah. After they had a heavy loss on the weekend against Essendon, so how do you sort of prepare for this game this weekend?
Oh, they're a dangerous opponent. I guess we treat all our opponents with the utmost respect and we're doing as much homework as we can on their VFL side. They're well coached, not only at the top through Dale Tapping, but the development coaches they've got on board there. So we know that it's going to be a big contest. And I guess for us, it's a really important contest. Along the lines of learning to win and handle winning, there's also the responsibility to bounce back after a disappointing loss. So this week's going to be a big mindset week for us again around getting ready to perform. But I'm looking forward to the game. hopefully there's a big crowd there. We've had great support so far. And, you know, obviously really keen to make sure the players put their best foot forward, but it should be a ripping contest.
Thanks for your time, Josh.
No worries, thank you.
And don't forget Blue Baggers, the Northern Blues, are holding a Ladies' Day function at this weekend's game with Joe Silvani a special guest. If you'd like more information, head to the Carlton or Northern Blues website.